Knock, knock.
Oh, it's open. I just wanted to make sure you're getting settled down here in the basement. My parents are already asleep, and I know my brother isn't much of a host. He means well, but he just isn't that thoughtful. Well, you probably know. You are his roommate. So, did you find everything you need? That sofa pulls out, and there are some linens in the laundry room back by the stairs. The bathroom is kind of small, but you have your own shower. The spare towels are in the laundry room too. It's pretty cozy, right? Especially for an old farmhouse. I'm always telling my folks that we should rent it out on Airbnb. But they are pretty old-fashioned. And who'd want to come to stay at a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere? Honestly, I'm confused why you're here. You can tell me that you went to college dreaming of breaks spend time in the Midwest with your roommate's parents. This is a long way from Florida and the girls gone wild scene. So, let me guess. I bet my brother told you things get wild up here on the lakes, right? No, he didn't lie. He just exaggerated a bit. First, that really only for a couple of months in the late summer when it gets hot. Second, the crowd probably isn't what you're looking for. It's not a lug of college kids. Unless you count small town, community college kids who are never going to live more than 20 minutes from home. And they're still in the minority. It's mostly a bunch of people from my parents' age looking to cut loose and try and relieve their lost youth. So, congrats! If your goal was to ogle some Midwestern MILFs with a tramp stamp, then you're in luck. Maybe one of them will even give you a sad little hand job. That would be hot, you betcha. Oh, you're not here looking to hook up? Yeah, no. I'm not sure I believe that one. A college guy on break? You're definitely looking to get your dick wet. What's that expression near your face? You're surprised by the way I talk? I think someone's been watching too many movies. Maybe you think I'm an innocent little farmer's daughter in awe of the college boy. I went to college too, don't you know? And I went to spring break every year, and not in the Midwest. I had a good time on spring break. A very good time. Then the pandemic happened, and I had to move back here. Yeah, I miss it. College boys just have so much more to offer than these small town yokels. I especially like the shy ones. Those gamer boys that seemed a little intimidated by women. They were so eager to please, and so grateful for a little attention. You seem a bit shy yourself. I bet you're a gamer, aren't you? Just my type. Oh jeez, look at you blush. Am I making you uncomfortable? Don't tell me. Did my father give you that speech? You know which one. The old, you can stay at our house, but I better not catch you with my daughter speech. He did, didn't he? For Pete's sake. He's always doing that. What a cliche. He's been watching too many movies. Well, don't you worry. I'm a grown woman and can make my own decisions. I don't need my daddy to protect me. Besides, he rarely even shoots that old shotgun of his. I doubt he could hit anything with it. Although, I guess with a shotgun, you don't really have to be that accurate. But hey, don't worry. My parents are sound asleep. They don't hear a thing. We can have a little fun. No, I disagree. I don't think I should leave. I felt your eyes on me at dinner. You've been checking me out. And it has me feeling a little worked up. Do you wanna know a secret? I didn't really come down here to help you find the linens.
Look at you blushing. So cute. If I had a nickel for every time I've made a shy boy blush, I do enjoy it. Awkward, sexy, don't you know?
Oh, you don't think my brother would like us fooling around? Do you really think I'd care how my brother feels about what I do? Look, we both know you want this. You've been undressing me with your eyes all evening. Not that I can blame you. I know my ass looks good in these little denim cutoffs, and the way this crop top hugs my titties. I bet it's a lot for a college boy to handle.
For Pete's sake, will you stop protesting? You're starting to tick me off.
Do you really not find me sexy? Maybe I'm too old for you? Maybe you only like college girls? Or maybe I'm too young? Maybe you did really come up here hoping to meet one of those Midwestern MILFs out on the lake? Or maybe you're just a pathetic little mama's boy? Oh, you do find me attractive. You didn't have to say that. I know I'm attractive. I've got this hourglass figure, these big titties, this curvy ass, these strong thighs that can squeeze your face. But it is sweet that you acknowledge that. I do like male attention. I like female attention too, for that matter. I just love when someone is turned on by me. So, tell me, good boy. Are you getting turned on by me? Oh, you're not? I can see that bulge, don't you know? You're getting excited right now. I haven't started undressing yet. Oh, you think I should leave? Look at you, standing up and pushing me to the door. I didn't think you had it in you. Yeah, no, I think I'm going to stay. Let me just squeeze past you and take a seat here on the sofa and get nice and comfy while I take my top off.
Shh! Just hold your horses a minute. Stop telling me to leave. Just enjoy the show. You don't have to do a thing. Just watch me unbutton my little crop top.
Do you like it? Is the red checkered pattern too much? A little too on the nose for a farmer's daughter? I like to think it's a little innocent, but still pretty sexy, you know? Although, it's not as sexy as the lacy red whore bra I'm wearing under it. That's what my mom calls red lingerie. But Shirley has no idea. She thinks I'm just a silly innocent girl who likes to wear red. She doesn't know my little secret. She doesn't know I'm a naughty slut. You like hearing that, don't you? I haven't even got my top off and your hand is on your cock. I bet you didn't even think about it. It was just an instinct, you naughty boy. Do you want to get it out? Oh, yes, I would like to see it. You betcha. I like to watch. I'm a dirty girl. Oh, you're not sure? What if I start opening these buttons. Does seeing my cleavage excite you? You're a very naughty boy. You like watching me undress, knowing my parents are upstairs asleep and we could get caught at any moment, and that would fuck up your friendship with my brother. But you don't care, do you, naughty boy? Take it out. Take that cock out, you dirty boy. Show me how hard it is. Oh my god. You have a beautiful cock. It's not quite hard though, is it? I know you can do better. You just need a little more stimulation. Do you like my lacy red whore bra? It can barely contain these big titties. Maybe I should take it off. Now, you're getting harder now. Just from me mentioning it. Look at that dick grow. That's a nice, hard dick. You betcha. You're a naughty boy, getting so hard. Do you want to see my titties? Well, then you're going to have to ask. Ask to see my titties like a good boy. Louder. Say please. I don't give a fuck who might hear. Say it louder. That's a good boy. I like it when you say please. It sounds almost like begging. I like hearing you beg like a needy boy. Here's your reward. Look at that cock. It's throbbing. So what are you waiting for? Stroke it for me, naughty boy. Show me how you stroke it. Stroke that beautiful dick while I watch. Tug that cock. Not so fast. Yes, that's it. That's a good boy. You're getting me very excited. I can feel my little red whore panties getting soaked. I just need to unzip my shorts a bit. Touch them. Damn, they are drenched. I smell delicious. Come, smell my fingers. Do you like how my pussy smells, naughty boy? Do you like my scent? Do you like watching me rub myself while you play with your beautiful cock? Check it harder, you naughty boy. Tug that dick. Pull that cock. Get aggressive. Oh, my clit is so sensitive. It feels so good to rub it through you and my whore panties while you watch. I think you should come for me, dirty boy. Don't get shy. Come for me. Look at me. Oh, it feels good touching myself for you. My pussy is so fucking wet. I'm so turned on watching you. Fuck, come for me. Tug that dick. Oh yes, you can do it, dirty boy. Come for me. Look at my titties. You can do it, dirty boy. Come for me. Watch them bounce while I rub my clit. My sexy tits. Imagine how your cock would feel between them. Fuck. This is so fucking hot. We could get caught at any moment. It's so dirty. You're being such a good boy. Come for me. I'm going to count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7. Come on, my dad's dirty boy. I want all your cream all over my titties. six, five, four, three, two, one, come for me. Yes. Oh, good boy. Yes, you covered my titties in your hot cream. Let me taste. Delicious. Fuck. Well, I better get going. I'm going to have to sneak back to my room and get cleaned up. Then I might take a shower and get myself off while I think about you. Maybe you can join me one day this week if you want to be bold. Or maybe I'll come down and join you. That was fun. You're a very good boy. I'll be sure to drop by again tomorrow night. In case you forget where the linens are. You betcha.